SBS Radio.
Labour leader Bill Shorten has accused the federal government of playing politics with Australia Day. It comes as the Morrison government has revised the citizenship code, forcing every council to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. The new code will not be enforced until 2020. Immigration Minister David Coleman says all new citizens should have the opportunity to become an Australian on Australia Day.
Now, at the moment, that's not the case, because more than 100 councils around Australia who have people ready to become citizens don't hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. So the people who live in those places don't get the chance to become an Australian on Australia Day.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten says the coalition is trying to appease Conservative voters.
I think we all know what's happening. It's a couple of weeks before Australia Day. In January, it's a bit of slow news. The government's trying to play a bit of politics. It's what the Conservatives do to keep their base happy. Talk about this. There are 537 councils in Australia. About 530 of them already have citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day.
Over 100 councils don't hold their citizenship ceremonies on January 26, with some citing the heat. Others believe it is important to choose another day because of the pain it may cause the Indigenous community. The main group representing local government and councils says insisting on ceremonies being held on Australia Day is odd. Australian Local Government Association President David O'Loughlin believes the link between Australia Day and citizenship ceremonies is bizarre.
If you want to reinforce Australia Day for being the best for Australia, why wouldn't you start by having all the awards for Australia Day announced on the day? Even the federal government's Australian of the Year award is announced on the night before. And all the state and territories, their governors arrange their awards to be in the weeks leading up to Australia Day.
The city of Yarra was stripped of its right to hold citizenship ceremonies after councillors voted not to host them on Australia Day. Mayor Danae Bosler has encouraged councils to initiate conversations on the issue.
I definitely don't seek to provide advice to fellow councils and councillors about how to do it or what to do. All I would say is go forth and consult with your community, consult with your local Indigenous elders and make the decision that's right for your community.
Reconciliation Australia co-chair Tom Calmer agrees that it needs to be discussed.
I think it's important that we start the conversation and really talk about what the 26th of January means to all Australians, what needs to be celebrated in that day.
But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, believes councils are just making excuses not to mark the National Day.
Australia Day, of all days, in a country that is the most successful migrant country on earth, should be a day that you should have the opportunity to be provided with your citizenship. Now, if councils don't want to do that, if councils, as we've seen some of them do, want to play games, well, you don't have to run citizenship ceremonies. Other arrangements can be made. But we're not just going to cop people undermining Australia's National Day. It's for all Australians. All Australians.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has also backed the changes.
Well, I think it's a natural day for councils to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. I remember the day my grandmother and other family members became citizens, and it was a day of great pride. I got to have pink lemonade for the first time as a child, and I think most people are excited to become Australian citizens, and what better day to do that than on Australia Day?
So too has the Country Liberal Party candidate for Lingiari, Jacinta Price.
We have to be grown up enough to get to that sort of point where we're looking at becoming one as a nation, not fracturing off and being fragmented. I think it's utterly wrong, and I stand behind our Prime Minister on his decision for this.
Your Toyota man, Murray Austin, says all Australians should come together on Australia Day.
It's a past thing that happened. It's all been done. We all just come together, accept us as a community, and people can support. We can all support each other sort of thing, you know.
Under the new rules, councils must hold a second citizenship ceremony on September 17, Australian Citizenship Day. A recommended dress standard will also be introduced, banning board shorts and thongs. People have mixed feelings about this.
I think it would kind of ruffle some feathers, only because, you know, the whole suit and tie look is quite colonial in some people's eyes. And especially, you know, we're celebrating other people's cultures at these citizenship ceremonies.
I mean, I think that's okay. You know, we've got a dress code to go to the pub on a Friday. Like, I think it shows a bit of
Yeah, respect.
National and cultural dress will be welcome.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.